This is the Eastern Michigan Link Repeater System, linking repeaters along Eastern Michigan from Ohio to the Sioux. You are listening to Fusion Wires X 43148.
KE8FJW monitoring.
Well, good morning, FGW.
Hey, Martin, John. Oh, that is another early morning, that's for sure. Helping out the way today. Big old farmer's market downtown today in the Sioux.
All right. Well, young man, where have you been? We haven't heard from you in a long time. I hope everything is okay.
Oh, yeah. We're doing good. Just been a very busy summer. So, yeah. Yeah, normally don't forget to turn the Fusion Radio on. So, here I'm coming across the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network today, so I'm not sure who did it, but yeah, we're connected together one way or another. But yeah, it's just been one heck of a busy summer.
Yes, it has. And actually, it felt like the summer just started and now it's coming to an end, so it went by very fast.
Oh, yes, indeed it has. They seem to get faster as the older as I get. And that's, well, not much I can do about any of that.
Well, there ain't much anybody can do about it. Yeah, so you're going to the farmer's market, huh? What are you looking to get?
Well, not sure what we're going to get, but we're selling. So we're one of the vendors. The wife got into baking sourdough bread. So she makes, I think, 3 or 4 different flavors, so we're there to go sell.
Okay, well, I was out yesterday and I decided to, hey, let's stop by the Amish and pick up some sweet corn and see what else they got. Well, every place that I went to, they were out of corn, and they're like, it'll be ready Monday. I'm like, what do you mean be ready? Well, it's very, very close of being ready to be picked. And, you know, we went through the first batch that we had that was ready to be picked. So, and every one of them said Monday. So I don't know. And I bought a apple pie and a pecan pie from the Amish. I just threw that money out the window because that was about the nastiest pie I've ever bought. So, that won't happen again. Go ahead, Brad.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I ever bought anything from the Amish, so. But we just, wife just said we just got produce, but no pies. So, anywho, yeah, well, we're just stop or go. We're on the road now, so gotta stop and get gas and head down there and get it all set up. So things starts at night. So we'll go for one more round, and we'll gonna have to get out of here because the gas station's coming up pretty quick.
All right, Brad. Don't buy no pies from them because you'll be sorry. All right. Well, hey, you have a great day, sir, and it's good to hear from you. Back to you, W8CSX.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So that was good hearing you again. I was kind of surprised when I heard the Eastern Michigan link over the repeater, VHF repeater noise. Oh, they're coming on my side. Yeah, yeah, sure. Okay, people. Learn how to drive in a gas station. But anyways. Yeah, we actually got some sweet corn from one of our local farmers, and it wasn't the Amish, so. She was giving out a dozen, and it was apparently it turned into be a baker's dozen just because I got 13, and it was $5. That was the cheapest corn I bought in a long time. Well, anyways, good talking to you, John. We'll be out here after we get it all set up, so. With that, 73, catch you a little later. W8CSX, KE8FGW.
This is N8FK Mobile Monitoring.
And this is KC8SBE.
Hey, John. Well, the problems are starting already. I went to get the hitch to plug into the back of the car, and the ball is there, but the hitch adjuster, the hitch thing itself is missing. So now I'm running around trying to find an auto parts store. It's got one.
Well, that's not good. Not good at all. You're way out in God's country, I'll call it, so I know that you know how we're pretty close by.
Yeah, I don't know if Harbor Freight carries those. I sort of doubt it. But anyhow. Yeah, I'm writing the thing from Home Depot, and I said, well, I just need one pulled from the shelf. She says, well, no, Corp pulled all those last year, and they said now they're going to bring them back, but they haven't done.
Yeah, I got plenty of hitch supplies actually in my truck. But I'm out here, we're ready this minute. I will be heading that way very shortly. I'm going to a gas station right now, and probably head out that way.
Okay, very good. Well, I got until 9 o'clock to pick the boom up. Oh, my gosh. I hope that's not...
Yeah, well, if I boogie a little bit, I might be able to make it there by then. Well, I don't know. It says 58 minutes according to the GPS. So that'd be after 9.
Okay, yep, I understand. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out here. And, I tell you about this stuff. And I sort of held off on getting everything all set up to the last minute because I wasn't getting any response on anybody coming, so. Oh, well. And then at the last second, of course, got everybody. Now I got to scramble. So, I guess my own fault. And it is.
He hadn't been out that way in a long time. I have an ex-boss of mine, super nice guy, we're still friends. He lives in Marine City. I might stop by and visit with him for a little bit after I'm done, because I haven't seen him in a couple of years. He owns a heating and cooling company over there out in St. Clair Shores. So I might stop by and visit with him for a little bit. But I'll be back, give me 5 minutes, I'm going to run in and put gas in my truck in case you just do.
Okay, Don. Yeah, I'm just pulling into O'Reilly's here. They've never failed me yet, so we'll see how it goes. KGAWF, Traverse City.
Morning, Viv, you with MJC. What happened to you yesterday?
Hey, Mike, good morning. What happened to me? No, what happened to you? Everybody disappeared, man. I don't know. I don't think I got cut off from the repeater that I'm using up here in Kalkaska. The screen shows that I was connected. I don't know. You guys disappeared. I made one call after that. Nobody answered. It went quiet. So I said, okay, all right. You know, that's what happens on WireX, man. When it works, it works great. When it doesn't work, go find something else to do.
Well, I wonder if they have that repeater, a timer on it, so it goes back to its to the room it's supposed to be in. You can set it up like that.
Yeah. So I've got a 991 alpha, and for me to switch the repeater from the room that it's in to another room, I got to go to X mode. And when you go to X mode, then the screen will show you what the repeater is connected to or with, I should say. Well, you can see what a repeater is connected to. And then when you switch the repeater to another room, it'll show you that. So, you know, the 991A kind of gives you a picture of what's going on. And no, I was connected to the Eastern Michigan link. It's just it went quiet, you know. I didn't hear you guys anymore. So it's no big deal. I mean, you know, when it's free, can't expect too much.
Well, as I was explaining my EdFed, and then I came back to you, and nobody was there.
Nine, how you feeling, KCASB?
I'm feeling real good. I didn't go through, Don. My doctor called. Now, get this. My doctor called me 2 hours before I was supposed to be there and said, oh, no. We gotta reschedule you. Now, what doctor schedules you 2 hours before you're supposed to be there? I was furious.
It's called a hot date.
Not a good thing.
Anyway, I'm really thinking about going to another doctor. It's called something, Vinny, but it ain't good.
So here's Vinny's story, right? So the dentist said, oh, man, we got to pull a couple of teeth out, your wisdom teeth. They got to come out. I'm like, okay. He says, well, we can't do it this year because you don't have enough money left in your insurance. We'll do it next year. And I said, you know, next year will never come. So, yeah, go ahead and schedule me in. So they scheduled me in for, like, I don't know, February, I guess it was, whatever. And so, I forgot all about it, but then February rolls around, and I did not get any sleep that night, man. I was just scared like a little child, man. I'm like, oh, man, I'm scared. So I manned up, and I went to the dentist, and she checks my blood pressure. My blood pressure was high, so she said, I'm sorry, Mr. Festa, but we can't help you today. We can't pull your teeth out today. You have to go see a doctor. And I said, no. So he goes, yeah. Man, I stood up out of that chair so fast, I ran out of that office, and I said, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. I've been so through so much more than that, and it's always come out fine. The last one was a world surgeon, and he had gas. Now that was the best thing in the world.
Bill, so I will be there. But what is your problem? Did you lose something? Do you not have any? I heard you vaguely say to Don that you're missing something. What is it?
Yeah, I think it's my brain, Mike. Anyhow, I'm getting there slow for sure. I couldn't find the adapter for the back of the car, you know, that plugs into the Jeep. And I know I've got it somewhere, but couldn't find it. So I had to go by this morning. Now I'm just picking up the Zoom Boom now.
Okay. Well, you do know there's huge storms heading your way.
Yeah. Yeah, the crane's already there. He's setting up. So, yeah, there is. And, but my thing says between noon and 1, I'm not so sure it'll wait that long. Doggone humidity is like 90% right now. So, yeah, that will do what we can do, Mike.
Well, they're talking about lightning on TV. I don't think you're going to put that boom up in a lightning storm.
Oh, I never thought of that. Oh, gosh. I didn't even think of that. Well, we'll play it by ear. Too late to cancel now.
Yeah, we're doing some tower work down here, Vinny, and we got a ham radio operator, Bill, that just talked that his rotor's not working, so his tower's got to be come down. Anyway, back to Vinny and then hand it over to Don.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, Don. Yeah, so I've worked with crane operators to put boats in the water, sailboats in the water and out of the water. I was just part of the crew, you know. And those crane operators, they know what they're, at least the ones I was dealing with, they know what they're doing. And they watch the weather, they watch the wind, they have it all figured out. And, you know, if they stick their crane up in the air, they're going to get the job done and it's going to be, you know, safe and all of that. So they will not put, you know, their crane and you know, themselves or the crew in harm's way. Sometimes, you know, I feel like they were way on the safety side, but that's the way, that's the crane operator that I was dealing with, Bill. So over to you, Don.
Yeah, cranes are, they're really good. The back when I get heating and cooling, we'd have cranes, lower units on the rooftop. And, but the coolest thing I ever did was we had a helicopter for Lionel Trains over there by, out by Bill, actually. We did all the rooftop units, and we had to use a helicopter to put the heating and cooling units in the middle of the building, which was cool. But with that, I'm on the freeway, so I'll be listening to KPHSB on my way.
Hurry up, we'll wait on you. Is it raining up there, John? No, not since yesterday. It poured the rain up here, and it's foggy and just, you know, cold outside. You guys are supposed to get rain down there. You know, it's knocking on our back door, and I'm afraid it's going to cancel our tower party. Over to you, Vinny.
Well, I'm looking at, they call it the radar. It's not a radar. It's a freaking, it's a drawing on a map with crayons, but it shows some, you know, kind of a storm to the south in Ann Arbor, Detroit area. And then we got a little bit up here in Traverse City. It's just going past right over us right now. Just light rain, but it won't last long. And we could use some more rain because things are drying up pretty good here. So that's the story. Don, over to you. Did he take off? If not, I just don't know where he goes to. I'm old and tired.
I'm just traveling here, so you'll probably lose me going in the cement city, we call it. KCNSB.
Well, Bill said the crane's there. Bill, are you still here? Poof, he's gone. Over to you, Jack.
WCAP.
WCAD, good morning, Rick. I got you. Oh, well, I looked at the radar, Mike, and it's coming right at him. I thought it was going to go north, but it started dropping south. So there's going to be rain. So I'm not sure what's going to happen now. WCAD to pick it up, W8CSX.
Thank you, John. Good morning, everybody. Mike, we have rain here in Rochester, so it's headed that way. We had some really heavy rain overnight, and this morning it had dried up, but it started drizzling again, so nothing heavy at the moment. But we're having rain. I don't know who to give it to, so I'll give it to you, Mike, W8MJC in the group WCAT.
Well, not only that, but they're saying lightning is around, so that, you know, there's no way they can put a crane up and hook to an aluminum tower to lightning. So I guess we'll have to wait to see what happens. I don't know if, well, I was going to ask you something, Rick. That's what I was going to ask you. Was there any lightning? Go ahead and answer, give it back to me, and then I'm going to hand it to Vinny.
My telephone, or my phone said there's lightning detected in the area, but, that could be plus or minus 20 miles from here. So, yeah, there's lightning. And I didn't hear any thunder, though. So, you know, how far away it is, I'm not sure. Back to you, Mike.
Well, I've got one of my transoceanic radios on, and I can hear static crashes in the background. I mean, I am listening to WWJ. So, yeah, there's something around. Go ahead, Vinny.
Okay, this is about the time that I'm not certainly you guys can hear me anymore. But just looking at what I'm seeing, it's a storm that's going to come and gone pretty quick. So, I don't know, it's already 8:30, but it's almost 9 o'clock. So, hopefully that storm will go past to the east, and then you guys are clear to use the crane. So that's the story. Mike, is it over to you?
No, but I want to ask you, Vinny. It's been itching at me since I first talked to you. Are you Paisano?
Yeah, Mike, born and raised.
Okay. It takes one Paisano to recognize another one. Anyway, we'll see where Don is. Don, where are you?
I'm at 96 in Grand River, heading to 94.
You bring any Looney Donuts with you?
No, it didn't even go that way. Didn't even go over to Looney. Alright, here comes the rain. I'm going into the rain right now.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. So, anyway. Back to you, John. Okay, well, I'm looking at the weather map here, and it shows lightning in Macomb Township, east of Pontiac. And I just seen one show up in Pontiac, so. Yeah, it's headed that way. Mike, how did the surgery turn out on your back? It didn't. She called me 2 hours before and said, "Oh, we can't do this today. We've got too many procedures." 2 hours before. It's like, well, I took off work and everything. "Oh, I know, we're so sorry. We just can't do it." How do you like them apples?
Where's Dr. Pimple Popper when you need her?
Well, I'm not sure who that was. Hold on. I just heard a bunch of noise. Yeah, that sounds about right, Mike. You would think that they would have knew yesterday, but, you know, it is what it is. It's crazy. And my wife did make it to Midland last night at 3:30, so thank God for Dearborn. go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, okay. Well, Mike, it sounds about average. I had surgery last Thursday, but it was scheduled for Monday, or Tuesday rather, Tuesday, coming up. And I got a call from the surgery center saying, "No, you're in on Thursday." So, really? So, anyway, yeah, that was another screw-up. So, yeah, we're done with that for a while. So, well, forever, I hope. And kind of going from there. But it sounds about average, that's for sure. Go ahead, Mike.
The service get you an injury. Good morning, all, and my comment was, where's the pimple popper when you need her? Another, I have been up early for what that brings, and hopefully, if you get to do it, the tower will be everything. So, Vinny, over to you. I think we've had lunch before. This is KENHR.
Okay. Good morning, Wallace. Yeah, we had lunch together, and the next lunch is on you, man. It's your turn to pay. I don't like you laughing, right? But, just a little thought for Vinny here. You know, doctors are kind of like repair shops. I'm talking about the body shop. Doctors are like repair or body shops. I don't know if you guys ever had a little fender bender and then took your car to a body shop. Legitimately now, okay? Not your body's garage, just a body shop. Well, they'll take your VIN number, they'll take a look at your car, and then they say they give you an estimate of $1,200. $1,200, which is nothing. Usually it's $5,000, but let's just say $1,200, right? And you go, okay, thank you very much. Then you go to the next one. The next one takes your VIN number and checks it to see whether or not you already been to another one. And if you have been to another one, he sees that the other guy give you an estimate of $1,200, and he'll give you an estimate to the penny of $1,200. They will not overbid each other. And I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it is. And I think doctors are the same way. Be careful of what you say about one, because they're all in cahoots there. John, over to you.
Well, I do know one doctor that's not in cahoots. So, yeah, it's strange how that works, guys. I don't get it, but, yeah, I gotta watch what I say. Anyway, I cannot find no mile roads on this map. So, Mike, I'm going to send it over to you. You can tell me about where Bill's at. And, you know, I got Pontiac, you know, Shelby, West Bloomfield, Chesterfield, Township. So, over to you, Mike, and I'll let you know where this lightning is at.
Well, Bill is in New Haven, Michigan. That would be just north of Chesterfield.
Okay, well, then, you know, there's a patch just north of Chesterfield. Well, northeast of Chesterfield. That's got a lot of lightning strikes in it. But back towards Fenton, and it's headed that way, is a huge patch of lightning strikes. So I'm sure they have a map just like what I have, and I don't think that tower, that guy's going to hook up to that tower, so... But after that, it clears right up. So, but that might be a couple hours. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I agree with you. I'm looking at my phone, and I don't think this is going to happen this morning. Maybe this afternoon it'll happen, but I don't think it's going to happen this morning. Anyway, back over to you. And then I guess hand it to Don.
Okay, very good. Well, oh, and good morning, Vinny. I forgot. I'm sorry. To the reason why that rotor should be at the bottom of that tower. You'll never have to lay that thing down again unless there's an antenna that got wiped out. Go ahead, Don.
It's going to happen. I use all my muscle strength, and after the crane, I attack the rotor weighs more than I do. Something I can do it. And it's clear now. It was dormant for a second there, and then when I got on the 94, it cleared right up. So it's dark behind me, but it's clear in front of me.
I guess, go ahead, Rick, you can send it to Wallace, and Wallace can send it to Vinny.
Yeah, okay, John, real good. Good morning, Wallace and Vinny and everybody else. I got to get out of here and get back upstairs. I've got some stuff going on, so anyway, I'm going to say 7-3s on this one. Have a good one. And I wish Bill a lot of luck with that antenna today. It is pretty ratty out there. This is WCAP Clear, and I guess, Vinny, you can take it. Go ahead. Okay, it was supposed to go to Wallace. Wallace, I'll pass it over to you, all right? Yeah, so it's in the hands of the crane operator, so it's in good hands. Unless it's his first day on the job. Yeah, you guys can run on that, and I'm looking at
the city. Fourth.
Six. Seven. Six. Disconnect.
Is the repeater in use? 89 and then mobile monitoring.
KA8BCW mobile.
K8OHG from WAJ mobile. K8OHC from WAJD.
KR4 NQC looking for N4QDQ. KR4 NQC listening. KR4 NQC testing. Anyone hear me?
K4ATC, this is K80HG. I've got you just about full quieting.
Sounds great. Trying the Echo Link. I'm sitting in Greenville, Tennessee. Where are you located?
I am up in Grayling, Michigan, actually. It's a little town right in the crotch of I-75 and 127.
Awesome. Sounds great. You sound good on this end, too. Appreciate the help with the radio check.
Very welcome. You have yourself a fine day in Tennessee, and hopefully we'll hear from you soon.
Thank you, bud. You have a good day as well. This is KR4NQC. I'm out. KR4 NQC listening.
KQIS mobile.
I only caught part of that transmission. Could you repeat?
Yeah, this is Kilo 8 Delta Yankee Sierra, eastbound Highway 2. We're about 40 miles from the bridge.
I hear you got a little bit of static there, but I caught the main part of it. How far out of Mesick are you? Oh, you're at the top of the Mitten. You're on up there a little ways. That's might be why it's a little bit staticky. I think this repeater's down the road from you, Traverse City, if I'm not mistaken. Appreciate it. Yeah, I've got some friends up there fishing right now, and looks like you guys are having some pretty good weather. 74 the high up there today, or somewhere in there. We're looking at about 86, 87 degrees here in East Tennessee again today. Another hot, muggy day. Hopefully this ends pretty soon and we get to some moderate temperatures, but not cold. Don't like that stuff, but anyway. You have a good day as well, and this is KR4NQC. I'm out. KR4NQC, listen.
AB9 and then mobile monitoring.
KE8RDV mobile. Your call, but this is KD8KCV in the DOI box.
Good afternoon there. I must be right on the edge of the repeater. Am I coming through okay? I didn't quite catch all you said.
Yeah, this is KD8KCV, and I copy you full quieting. Excellent copy for sure.
Ah, perfect. I'm sure it's just the hills playing with me a little bit. How are you doing this afternoon?
I just got done watching the Lions preseason game, and they won that one. And then I came down here to what's called the Toy Box. And I'm playing around down here today for a little while. It's kind of wet outside. So I'm just taking it easy and playing today.
Copy that. A good day for that. I had to make a quick rundown state. I'm just getting back in range of the 700. I figured I'd see if anybody was around the radios.
Are you southbound on 75?
I am northbound on 32. Just almost ready to come in the mile.
I'm up here in the south end of the Pigeon River Forest, north of Johannesburg, about 9 miles. But I got a really good copy on you. And sorry you got to go down the state. I went down there to go work. I had to move out. I moved up here at 85 and just enjoying myself out here in the woods.
Yeah, copy that. I was born and raised up here up north, but in Atlanta here, or where I'm heading to, but moved away for a few years, but since I got the opportunity to move back, yeah, I've been here since. Just the occasional trip downstate to drive the kids around and all that good stuff.
Originally, my wife and I, we were raised over between Ludington and Scottville, over on the west side, but there's no work over there. They just went totally for tourism, and there's only a couple of big places to get a job, and it's just too hard to get in them. So I went down below for work, and worked at GM for a while, and then they had the big layoff, and got a smaller job somewhere, and came home from work one day and looked at my wife sitting in the chair. What's more important to you, quality of money or quality of life? We packed our bags. We moved up to Gaylord, and now I live out here in the woods. I'm just very fortunate. I'm to the point now where every day is Saturday except for Sunday, and I'm enjoying it.
Absolutely. I've had the benefit of working remote for the last 10, 15 years, so that's worked for me, because you're right, there's not much to work up here. You're coming in pretty loud and clear for Pigeon River. That sometimes gets a little patchy out there. I've got a new repeater just about ready to go out. Actually, it's all ready. It's just sitting in my driveway right now, ready to go out. It'll be out on Camp 3 Road, so you should get really good service for that.
There's a few of them on this link here that I can actually pick up. I'm right next to what used to be the old Tyrolean ski lodge, and it's in what's called the Almack Hills. And the top of that ski lodge is just northeast of me, and the elevation there is probably at the most 40 feet more than what I am, and I'm pretty much high ground all the way around me, so I've got a pretty good place sitting up here on top. At night, I can trip the repeater and Alpina up on that tall tower with 1 watt.
Nice. Making a trip out to that ski lodge is Weird one on my to-do list. Once upon a time, I learned about it, and I put it in my coordinates on a map, and kind of forgot about it. Now every time I get in a truck, that's the first place it wants to take me to. That was years ago I looked that up, and still never got around to making a trip out there to go check it out.
Most of the ski equipment there has been removed, and that went over to Hidden Valley by Gaylord. They picked up a lot of the equipment, and somebody else has picked it up. They were making some kind of a bow hunting range where you'd walk and use the animals and shoot them with their bows and stuff, and that just never did fly. Now somebody else owned it, and he's got it gated now. You have to have a key to get in there. The one hill there that used to be the ski lodge is actually called the Pinnacle, and it's the highest point around here, and the Air National Guard used that pinnacle for lineup for the bombing range. And so sometimes we get a lot of activity around here.
Yeah, it sounds that way for a location that I had thought was fully abandoned and nobody's been out there in years, but sounds like it's picking back up.
It was totally abandoned. There was a lot of damage there. And at one time prior to, we moved out here in 89. And I don't know, it was some years later, somebody said, somebody come in here with two tractor and trailers, because there was hotels and everything in here, restaurants and all that stuff was still there. And basically they cleaned out all the beds and TVs and all that stuff, a lot of the restaurant gear. And apparently nobody who knew who they were. They just came in and picked it up and left. But it was abandoned. The pool was just full of crud, whatever. But this guy had bought it. I'm not sure what he plans on doing with it. I can go in there because that is all part of this whole area that I'm at in the Elmac Hills. Originally in the 60s, they built that ski lodge, and they divided all these properties up. Some down close to Sawyer Road are in lots, but most of them are 5 and 10 acre parcels. And we all have egress and ingress, so no one could build fences. And because that is a bigger thing, they allow him to fence it. He has to allow us keys to be able to go on that property and up on the pinnacle anytime we want. But it is a nice piece of property. I'm just not sure what he's going to end up doing with it.
Well, as long as it's not a data center, I suppose, all is fair.
Man, get a safe trip. I sure hope you have a good one and a trip back, too, for sure. And I'm going to step on the side, and I'm going to play with my railroads a little bit. I was tinkering around here when I heard your call. Have a good one, my friend. This is KDA-KCV. We'll be clear. You're fine.
This is KE8RDV, and thanks for the ride along, and a little background on a place I always meant to go to, so that was good to hear, and we'll be probably be in touch sometime, especially once I get that repeater out there. It'll be a perfect test there, because getting that Pigeon River area for snowdrift is kind of the key part there, so 73s, and enjoy your train there. KE8RDV, I'll be clear.
KE8DCW. KE8BCW.
KBCW, KDYS Mobile.
Hey, Ryan, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Just coming up to, what's that? Huh. Just driving with the family here. We're southbound 75, just south of Waters.
Oh, right on. Family fun day?
Yeah, we're just heading home. Just heading home. We're up in the UP for a couple days, and now we're heading home. How are you doing today?
Man, got some stuff done around the house early this morning, and went out and played a round of disc golf this afternoon. Now I'm just kicked back on my porch and having a beer and a little mini cigar.
Beautiful. We played disc golf in Houghton at Michigan Tech. Yeah, that was kind of fun. It was a pretty hard course. Pretty cool. I'm using the 8-4 that is in Grayling, so it's working really good. I can hear it pretty much full scale and Gaylord on I-75, so pretty nice.
Oh, that's awesome. I had heard that there was going to be another repeater on this network in Grayling. What a good spot for it. Is it published anywhere on the details, or do you know them offhand?
It's listed on Repeater Book. It shows Prudenville, but it just hasn't been updated. I'm sure somebody can update it, or I can, or whatever, but yeah. It's published, 14684. It used to, I don't know if it used to be up in Prudenville, but it was supposed to go up in Prudenville. I don't know the story behind it. It doesn't really matter, but it's up now on a nice site that works very well. It's, I have a few friends in Harrison, where I live, and they get it full scale from their base, which they have abnormally above average antenna heights and stuff, but it still comes in pretty dang good. I'm going to test it out today here.
Hey, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm on Repeater Book right now looking for it. I'm going to program that into my radio. I got a buddy of mine that lives down in the Grayling area. Can't remember the name of the little town that's just north of there. He's got a cabin near the North Branch, and that would be cool to have some coverage down there that's tied in with all this.
Well, you might be talking about Frederick.
No, it is, you actually take the Frederick exit and take County Road 612 to the east, and Lovells is the name of the town.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, he'll be able to probably get into it on a handheld if needed to be. So, yeah, I'm going by Frederick right now, and it's straight up full scale. So I'm probably only 10 miles from the repeater, though. Maybe not even that far. So I just heard you call out. I was stuffing my face while driving, so I decided to wait so you didn't hear me mumbling. And I just wanted to shout out and say hi. So I haven't been on the radio. There's not really many people up in the UP, either that or they just don't like talking to strangers. They do have a nice repeater up in Calumet, up on the highest point up there. Covers really nice. But unfortunately, I was only able to talk to one person on it. So, oh well. It's still there, and there's a whole string of them up through there that work really well. The Luce County has a pretty good string of them. I guess they're an incorporation, is what I read, but all their repeaters work really nicely. The one guy has one at his house, and I went by there. So, anyway, enjoy the rest of your evening. Enjoy your beer and cigar, and I'll try this when I get home, and maybe I'll catch you later on. KBCW, KDYS, I'll be motoring on.
Right on, man. That's great. Welcome back home. I hope you and the family had a great vacation together and that you're all still civil with one. that long drive back from the western UP.
Yeah, I'll be monitoring a little bit later, I'm sure. So if I hear you, I will give you some confirmation of how you're sounding getting into this machine. And I just found it on repeater book, and I will be updating my radio files accordingly. Have a good one. Keep the rubber side down. I'll catch you later. KABCW.
This is K8RDV, test success, sounded loud and clear.
Perfect, I was just trying out the portable and an external antenna. I was in fairway to see if I could get into it from there. So, appreciate the return.
Absolutely. There's a little bit of fluttering on that one, but that was probably me. I'm up, out in the hills here, so that's probably coming from my end. Otherwise, it's fully open the repeater and sounding good.
Excellent. Thank you. And yeah, now that you mention it, I am hearing a little bit of fluttering when you transmit as well, so very well could be you. Well, you have yourself a good day and a good time out in those hills. K8OHC clear.
K8RDV, I'll be clear and I'm almost home.
N4QDQ, are you listening?
KDYS, Houghton Lake, mobile.
K8BCW, read you loud and clear, Ryan. There's a little bit of bacon frying in the background, but totally readable. No issues.
All right, thanks. Yeah, we're just... Oh, I'm coming up to a sign here. 19 miles from Harrison, so we're closing the gap. Closing the gap. KDYS, I'll try it when I get down here to Harrison. Should be able to get into it okay from mobile. We'll see. KDYS.
KBCW, standing by.
HG, Kilo Echo 8, Ocean Hotel Golf. This is KC8AOL calling. Nothing heard. Kilo Charlie 8, Alpha Oscar Lima clear.
KDYS testing. KBCW, are you copying? No copy. KDYS.
All right.
KDYS.
I hear you.
KDYS.
Yeah, Ryan, I got you.
Is it clear or weak? Coming in good?
Yeah, I think Brad in the Sioux chimed in too, and he's hearing you fine on his machine up there. A little bit of static in the background, but not much of anything. You're very clear. Good, strong signal.
All right, I'm close to 50 miles from where this repeater is, so I'm running on 100 watts right now. that's all we got. So, okay, I'm going to get back to it. And I didn't hear Brad, but hello, Brad. I got to run. I just wanted to jump on here and test it out. So there you go. KDYS.
Sounds good, Ryan. Thanks. Travel safe. Sounds like you're on the road. And hi to Bentley, KD8FJW.
Hello, Brad, K8BCW, standing by.
N8DMH.
K8BCW, good afternoon, Drake.
Hey, Bentley, how you doing?
Hey, doing great. Reprogramming my radio file to put the 8-4 in there for Grayling. Nice job.
Hey, man. Glad that we've got that machine on the link now. I've been getting really good reports on it.
Yeah, I was just talking to Ryan, KDYS. He was driving down I-75 south from Gaylord back to his home base in Harrison, and he was on it the whole way, and he just tested it from his house, I think, and got a good signal on him on him from Harrison. So, yeah, well done. Nice machine.
Yeah, that's David's machine, KE80HG. You'll probably catch him out here every once in a while. No, he's actually, well, got a repeater he's within range of from, you know, where he lives, so. Well, that's cool. I'm just chilling out right now. My landlord just got back, and he gave me this, I'll send you a picture. I can't see the name of the whiskey over the air. But it's interesting.
Okay. Is it some new up-and-coming local brand? Is that why you can't say it, or is it something weird and exotic?
It's definitely weird, but it's kind of like a punch flavor, but it's actually really good.
Okay, well, I'm the kind of guy that likes his whiskey to be whiskey flavored, but if you like it, that's great.
Oh, it's still got whiskey. It's still the whiskey flavor, but it's got the punch in it too.
Okay.
It's different, but it's not bad. So, but the name is pretty funny.
Oh, gotcha. Well, text it over to me. I could use a good chuckle.
Yeah, I'll do that. What have you been up to today?
Oh, man, I've done a lot. I got up early this morning, did some food prep for the weekend, motivated my wife to work with me in the basement to throw away and donate a bunch of stuff that's been taking up space and making clutter down here. I went out and played a round of disc golf this afternoon, and playing with radio stuff.
Yeah, I'd say that's a good afternoon. That's a good day right there. I kind of hanged out around here. I was going to head over to Maple City today, but that's being put off to later, or tomorrow. So, good chill-out day. Do a whole lot of not much.
Yeah, always good to wind up the week with a little bit of R&R.
Yep, I agree with that. So, all right, man, so I'm going to let you go here. I'm going to get moving on dinner here and see what other stuff I can do, I guess. I've been doing a whole lot of stuff with the servers at home and that APRS website I've been working on, which there's a couple bugs that surface, so I gotta diagnose those and see how to fix them.
Yeah, again, that was pretty cool. I'll want to have a conversation with you sometime about that. I'm not schooled up on APRS, so I'd like to learn more about it. But yeah, from what you showed me, that looked really neat. And I'm going to take this opportunity to concentrate on my radio file, the 16 different radio files that I have to modify here to make sure I don't screw something up. So I'll run myself. Have a great afternoon. I'll catch up with you later. KABCW.
Yeah, take care, Bentley. And you, Mitch.
KEVEP, listen.
Or you would buy if you had the money. Go ahead.
Hey, F0VTL. Sorry, I didn't get my name. My name is Adam here in St. Louis, and it's a wonderful day today, like 82 degrees. Let's see. Probably expensive restaurant I would go to would be one of the many great Italian places in the hill. I've been to a couple. I think one of my favorites was called Mia's. And for expensive old radio, I would probably get an unassembled Heathkit radio because I like putting things together and tinkering, so that sounds like a lot of fun. Back to you, KF0BTL, back tonight.
Roger that, Adam. Well, thank you for checking in, and this net meets every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time, 2200 UTC, right here on the St. Louis repeater. And if it has issues, there's Echolink, too, so thank you for checking in. Well, that wraps it up. It is 6:12. We had 20 check-ins. And thank you everyone who checked in. This is WB9CSP. This net meets every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time, 2200 UTC on the various nodes and connections you hear. If you'd like more info, you can go to my website, www.WB9CSP, Whiskey Bravo 9 Charlie Sierra Papa dot Delta Echo DE. Yes, that's Germany. It was cheaper. Or go to my QRZ webpage and find it there. And before I close out, Linda, you know I'm going to make the announcement about the club and give it over to you about the club that I'm trying to form. So last minute announcement. K6GRL from WB9CSP.
Hi, K6L Turning. Well, Richard, you know more than I do. So we, I guess your club on hold until we have a trustee, so we can submit, and we have all the process and everything, so we can submit to the VEC, but we need a trustee first, though. So whenever that happens, we're ready to go. So, and of course, that's a memorial club for you, for your dad, so we're gonna submit a memorial call sign. So, K6L, back to you, Richard.
Roger that, and if you guys have any questions, my email's good on QRZ, and Linda's email is good on QRZ, and also if you guys want to try running this net, you're more than welcome to. I can control the stuff in the background, and all you have to do is just reach.
This is KW4AG, Kilo Whiskey 4 Alpha Golf.
KW4AG from Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Alpha Mike, KD8WAM.
Wow, Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Alpha Mike, I think it was. Kilo Whiskey 4 Alpha Golf. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Just sitting here doing up some heat sinks and spade terminals. I'm trying to get my little MFJ cup powered for the first time. And are you calling the repeater? How about yourself?
We've been out and to the store and just got back. Got a couple of things to fix dinner and a little bit of supper and sitting here remembering that I told somebody I was going to be on this repeater system with you if and when he gets up there. The young man in this area, East Tennessee, he's headed up to Traverse City. And for QDQ, anyway, he's was going to see if he could get on a repeater and monitor it this afternoon.
I'll run to that. For sure, I've actually talked to QZQ before. Don't remember when. It's been a while. Didn't realize he was from Tennessee. But again, my memory's not as good as it should be.
Yeah, this is Dennis, KW4AG. And I was calling to talk to Jackson, N4QDQ. Anyway, he's up with his family. We'll spend a week or so up there in Traverse City. So I hope he has a good time fishing and all that stuff you do at the lake. Sounds like a good time, especially this time of year. Later in the year, it might be a little chilly. Anyhow, back to you.
Hey, Roger that. Well, I would be happy to make space on the repeater and let QZQ jump in.
Yeah, I think we're trying to figure out whether it was in the same time zone. I believe Michigan is in Eastern time, so I think Wisconsin is in Central. So I think we're still on the same time zone. So somewhere between 7 and 8, I think he said. He may have been already in here and gone. I don't know. KW4AG.
Roger that. Only been monitoring for about 20 minutes and didn't hear him. And that's correct. We're on Eastern Daylight right now. I don't remember if Wisconsin observes daylight, so we might be on same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I never thought of that. But I did look at the time zone thing, and it looks like when you, was it Lake Superior, I think it is, when you cross the lake from Wisconsin to Michigan, you change time zones. So anyhow, yeah, they had a about a 12-hour, 11.5-hour drive up there. So I think they might have been sleeping today during the day. I think they got there early this morning. They left here at 5 p.m., so probably by 6 a.m., they're probably up. By then, they're probably up there. But anyhow, just wanted to touch base with him and see if he could get into these repeaters. But anyway, how is DMR up there? Do you use DMR at all?
I'm really not a digital voice guy. I know there is a pretty solid digital voice community here, but I couldn't tell you which one it is. I know the one near me works with my Yaesu radio. I don't remember what it's called, so do with that what you will.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we use DMR and Infusion. I've also got a D-Star radio, but we don't have any D-Star repeaters in the area, so I use a Raspberry Pi hotspot for it. But we do have DMR standalone repeaters as well as Fusion. A couple of the Fusion repeaters are connected to WireX, so it's always fun to talk to different areas. Anyhow, KW4AG.
Roger that. I'm a very, very part-time ham. I get in the shack maybe once a week, so when I'm in the shack, I just listen to the local machines. Imagine if I had more time, I'd probably start branching out like that, too.
All righty, roger that. So what radio are you on right now?
I have to look here. It's a FT8800. I have an 8800 and an 8900R. I love them both.
Oh, okay. I've got several Yaesu radios, too. I've got the FTM400. I've got an FTM500 and a handheld FT5 and an FT70. So, got a few of them.
Roger, roger. I had, major sad there, I had an FT4X that I really like. One of my favorite handhelds. Battery lasted a long time, great receiver, yada yada. Left it on the trunk of my car when I gassed up in Cadillac. Never saw it again. I went and checked back, oh, dozens of times, up to a year later. I never showed up and lost and found. And, for an FT1, and of course, you know, assorted bell things. I also recently acquired a little collection of vintage HTs that I need to re-battery and play with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's always tough to lose a radio to miss placing it, I guess you could say. Yeah, that's always sad. But, yeah, the FT5 is the one I've got. It's a pretty good radio. Battery life, yeah, it's all right. It works as long as I need it to work. And I put it on the charger. It does not have the USB-C, which I'd kind of like it to have, but it doesn't. It does have the SD card in it, so it has the, push APRS compatible. It'll send out APRS packets, and I don't turn it on all the time, but nice to be able to have that option. It does, of course, UHF and VHF both. And, of course, it'll do Fusion, C4FM. It's got the WireX buttons and all that on it. So it's a color screen, and, of course, it's touch screen, so it's kind of nice. Back to you, KW4AG.
That is a pretty solid feature set. I have not had a USB-C at any point, so haven't had the opportunity to miss it, which is probably just as well, because
I like to say I'm a zero-budget ham. I don't have money to buy anything that fancy right now, so it's all good. But I have a FT1 that was actually gifted to me by a good ham friend of mine. FT1X? I don't remember the appending numbers, but it's FT1 something or other, HD. That one does all the fancy stuff, the digital and the APRS and all that. The battery life, I find, is not amazing if you turn on APRS. It dies in like 6 hours plus on a good day with the big battery pack. But otherwise, it's pretty nice radio.
Yeah, a lot of those radios do pretty good on receive only. Once you start transmitting with them, the power goes down pretty good. But yeah, the Bofang radios, I've got the UV5R Mini, and it's got the little USB on the back of it. And I see I've got the UV5RM. It's got that on it. The DMR radio I've got is an older TYT MD380. And it does not. It has to have its little charging base. Of course, the FT5 does not. And the D-Star radio that I have, the ID31 ICOM, it does not have it either. So all of my digital mode radios, they don't have the mini USB charging. Just the cheap ones, the Bofangs. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
That is funny. I have probably 8 Bofang radios at this point, but I haven't bought one for a while, long enough that none of them have the USB-C feature. I really like the UV82, which is an odd one, but it has 2 push-to-talk buttons, one for each VFO, which is pretty nice. You don't have to press a button to switch between your top and bottom VFO. So you can lock the keypad and still be able to transmit on whichever channel you please. It's a very interesting feature that I've never seen on anything else, and I like it.
Yeah, it's the little UV5R Mini. It's got that feature. The push-to-talk on the top and the bottom, so you got to be careful you run the right one when you transmit on the upper or lower. Of course, you can turn on the receive audio for both at the same time or just one or the other. I think there's an option in the menu for that. That's kind of handy. Be able to pull up 2 repeaters and monitor them both at the same time. But, it also does NOAA weather, and it does aircraft band. I think it'll switch to AM receive for the aircraft band, so that's kind of neat if you listen to an approach control or ground control or anything like that. But yeah, pretty full featured for a $25 radio. I think I got 2 of them with all the antennas and all the accessories for both of them for $52. Yeah, pretty good. KW4AG, back to you.
KDAWAM returning. That is a pretty surprising feature set. And I think you just sold me on the Mini. I'll have to get one. I did not realize they had the double push-to-talk. That's a cool feature. And airband is nice. I like airband. I'm pretty interested in aviation. And one day when I get rich, I'll fly, right?
Yeah, right. I learned to fly and got my pilot's license when it was still cheap. And it hasn't been that cheap in a long time, so I haven't flown in a long time. But yeah, I finally went and took my flight test and passed it. So got my single engine land private pilot.
Wow, that's super cool. What does it take to keep a license current? And if you let it lapse, what's it take to re-up it?
Well, the license actually is a certificate, and to be able to fly passengers, you've got to have, I think it's a biannual flight review every 2 years. You're supposed to go fly with an instructor, 2 hours or something like that every 2 years. But you're supposed to have every 30 days, 3 takeoffs and landings to stay current. So if you're not current, then basically you've got to do, three takeoffs and landings solo before you can take any passengers. And with the private pilot license, you can't fly anybody for hire anyway. With a commercial, you can. So that was going to be my next step, is to get my commercial and then work on the instructor thing so I could give instructions and actually charge for it.
Roger. I didn't realize you just needed to do your takeoff and landings and come up current. I thought you had to do like a review or something. That's good to know. So really, theoretically, you could every 2 years do a biannual and then just do your 3 touch and goes and you're set to go to fly, huh?
Yeah, that's kind of the bare minimum. But yeah, in order for me to fly, I'd have to have, of course, a current medical, which I don't have. And then I'd have to do the biannual flight review, kind of brush up on things that have changed since I flew, and then be able to demonstrate that I can safely operate the plane and take off and landings and navigate, talk on the radio, and all them good things. And then you make sure you're staying, flying. If you quit flying, you're not current, right?
Roger. It's like called Wareworthy that sells like flight bags and stuff. Has been doing a giveaway. They're giving away a plane. Actually, it's a light sport certified plane, STL. It's a cool deal. And $15,000 to get a license, so thought about trying to go for that. So if I did win, I would be thrilled to be able to fly, even if I have to sell the plane and just rent to keep current and fly a little bit. I've just always wanted to be able to.
Yeah, Roger, that would be good. Yeah, they call those LSA, light sport aircraft. And you don't have to have the medical license. I don't think you have to have the private pilot license. I think you have the LSA sign off on it. Basically, you can only carry one person, and you can only have like an hour, 2 hours of fuel on board. You really can't go anywhere, and you can't really carry too many people. But most of those planes are pretty small. I equate them to like a small aluminum canoe versus a ski boat or something that's got some usefulness to it, you know. KW4AG.
Yeah, they certainly are less practical as a mode of transportation, but, you know. Flying is flying.
Yeah, now if you're familiar with different makes and models, but something like the Piper Cub, that's a two-place, pretty light, can't carry too many people, doesn't carry a lot of fuel. That kind of plane is considered in the LSA category. Of course, a lot of home builds are too. I don't know how familiar you are with the experimentals, but there's some of those that are pretty nice.
I wouldn't say I'm super familiar, but I know a few, one of which is the CH-701. You can buy as a kit for $40,000. And it's pretty capable. You can, use the engine up and put a bigger fuel tank in. And then there's the 704 version. That's the private pilot, four-place, bigger and better version. But, they're both pretty great.
Yeah, I was looking at the Zenith, I think it's called. They've got a Zenith 701 that is pretty nice. Of course, a lot of the RAMs, like the RV8s and RV10s and stuff, those are pretty good too. But there's some called the Just aircraft, J-U-S-T. Those are made for short takeoff and landing and stuff. Those and another one called the Highlander, as well as the Kit Fox. I think there's several airplanes in that category that would be really fun to fly.
Yeah, that's the one, Zenith, CH-701. I haven't heard of the Just or the one you named after that, but I have heard of Vans and the Kit Fox. The Kit Fox looks amazing. I would love to fly one of those. Of course, the ultralight version is a little tamed down, but the juiced up version, which I think, I can't remember if that's top of light sport or if it's a private pilot plane, but some of those are like sports cars.
Yeah, I've watched a few videos from the YouTube channel called Aviation 101. It's a husband and wife team, and they just recently completed the build of their sling. I think it's a sling TSI, and those are a four-place, very capable IFR plane and everything. Yeah, I don't think it's considered an LSA, though. It's IFR qualified. Got actual auxiliary oxygen on it, so you can fly up in the 18,000-20,000 foot range. And really, anything above 12,500, you kind of really need to be IFR rated.
I'm no expert, but I'm pretty sure anything IFR rated is not a light sport. That's cool, though. That sounds like a fantastic plane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not cheap either. It's you can actually do a builder assist. That's what they did. I think they went to the Sling aircraft hangar there in Long Beach. I think they were there for, I don't know, 6 weeks or something. Was builder assist, so they had people who were experienced in them building, helping them build it. Of course, they had all the parts and pieces organized and all that. That's all you did all day, every day, for 6 weeks. That's kind of the quick, fast track to building one.
Did they do that specifically so that they could do maintenance on their plane? Or did they just want to build it?
Yeah, I think that was one of the reasons. So they could be signed off on doing the maintenance on it. I think the wife is a, what they call an A&P, inspection authorized. She's got her IA as well as her A&P. And I think he's got his commercial and CFI, but yeah, I think that's one of the reasons they did that. Plus, I think it might be somewhat cheaper. You can actually have them build it for you. Of course, then you have to have them maintain it for you. Any modifications they'd have to do. But and then you can the other option is just have them send you a box of parts, and you can assemble it from scratch. Which a lot of the assembly stuff they had done already. They bought, I think, the fuselage that was already basically a quick builder already assembled. So they just started adding parts to it instead of having to build it from scratch from sheet aluminum, you know.
Sir Roger, pretty sure if they've got an AMP, they don't need to build the plane to be able to maintain it. Right?
Yeah, I think you've got to have at least 51% of of the build. So that, you know, in the logbook says you're, as you're building it, that you've built or assisted in building at least 51% of the plane.
Well, I know that's the case for us normal pilots, but if you have a mechanic certificate, I don't think you need 50%. You can maintain any plane, right?
Yeah, that's true. And though you need to stay current with that. Early on, I thought I wanted to be an aircraft mechanic, so I went to a school and took the graduation certificate and all that, included taking the airframe test, power plant test, and you got to take the written test, and then you got to have the practical and oral as well for both airframe and power plant. So I did all of that, so I got my A&P, but again, I've never worked in it, so I'd have to be in a shop that kind of oversaw what I did for a little while, and then maybe someday get an inspection authorized, which I don't have. So in other words, I can't do an annual inspection for somebody's plane because I don't have that IA, stamp on my license.
Roger. Well, it certainly does make flying cheaper, though. You do all your own work, just get someone to sign off on it.
Yeah, and a lot of times, if you're the owner of the plane, there's a lot of maintenance you can do yourself. You know, changing oil, changing filters. I think even changing tires. Now, when you start fooling with the brakes, I think that requires A&P to sign that off. If you're doing like brake pads or fuel lines or brake lines or stuff like that, that's, you know, airworthiness affected. I think taking the prop off and putting another prop on, that kind of stuff requires a sign off. But you can do the work yourself. You just have to have an A&P sign it off for you.
Well, that's more than I knew. Hey, I'm getting on the soldering part of getting this rig powered up. I think I'm going to have to put the mic down for a bit.
All right. Yeah, it's a pleasure meeting you and talking a little bit about airplanes. But I'll be around here for a little bit, see if my friend Jackson shows up. But we'll catch you later. I'll talk to you later on down the line. KW4AG.
Roger that, sir. Was indeed a pleasure. I'll be monitoring, but probably not talking. KD8WAM, 73 to K4AG.
KF8EDQ listening.